My guest at this time is Wisconsin Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman, who represents his state's 20th Senate District. He joined us last week to talk about all the latest developments regarding the major budget fight, what the Republicans are asking, what the unions are demanding, and how this is all likely to get sorted out. Things seem to have a little bit more direction than they did last Friday when we spoke, but Senator, it's always great to have you with us.
Glad to be on the show.
Where we stand right now, it looks like the State Assembly has moved forward on this and is basically ready to hand it off to the Senate whenever the Democrats get back. How significant is it that the Assembly was able to wade through all this?
Oh, it's very good. The Assembly's been in session now for over 48 hours, and we expect within the next 12 hours they'll be able to wrap it up, which will certainly maybe send a message that we have made up our mind, we have made our amendments. The bill was amended after Governor Walker originally introduced it. On the other hand, we are in a fiscal crisis here. We are not asking anybody to do too much. Civil service protections will remain, which means the state workers will have protections far greater than workers do in the private sector. The vast majority of taxpayers do. I realize that there is something here which scares the union leaders, many of which have very generous six-figure salaries, and that is public employees will no longer have to pay union dues, unlike current law where you might be forced to pay $300, $400, or $500 against your will. You will have the right to say, I don't want to pay union dues. And, of course, that scares the very wealthy, well-heeled union leaders who might not be able to make quite as much money as they have in the past. But I think your average worker is going to be quite satisfied with what happens here. Nobody likes to take a cut in pay. I don't like to take a cut in pay. But I think the economic realities are such that it's a necessity.
What has the state Senate been able to do without the quorum present, and what can you do as long as they're not there?
Well, we pass bills that don't have a fiscal note, because for the fiscal note, we need 20 people here. So we've been doing some work passing other bills. We've been sending the state patrol out around the state to see if they can find some of these Democrats. We haven't found them yet, but assuming their districts are anything like my districts, their people back home must be getting madder and madder. After all, first of all, this budget bill is popular. Secondly, you elect your legislator, you pay them $50,000 a year to go to work. And the idea of having so many Democratic legislators hanging out in Illinois cannot be something that's going over well in their districts, be it Kenosha, be it Green Bay, wherever these people are from.
What is your sense on how this is playing? Are most of these 14 Democrats in pretty safe districts, or are a lot of them going to have to face the music in a major way whenever they come back?
Well, I think the Democratic leadership is leading these people off the cliff. The ones you see on TV are in safe districts, or because senators have a four-year term, they might be people who just got elected. But I think the senators who are up in 2 years from the very close districts have to be getting worried. You frequently see a senator on TV by the name of John Erpenbach. Well, he's from Madison, Wisconsin. And Madison, Wisconsin is the land of government employees. So if you're a Democratic senator from Madison, you can afford to say government employees can be treated different than anybody else. But I think your average Wisconsin citizen doesn't see it that way.
The big argument now from opponents of the governor's plan say that, well, look, the unions have said they'll agree to these concessions when it comes to contributing their pensions and their health benefit plan. They're just asking for more collective bargaining rights, or at least to not have those watered down in future negotiations. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, collective bargaining rights are not that necessary for a good working environment. Federal workers don't have collective bargaining rights. The Democratic senators' own workers don't even have civil service protection. They're at-will employees. So basically what we have is we have a bunch of Democratic senators insisting for rights for union people who give them money that not even their own staff has. But finally, collective bargaining costs money. It forces cities, counties, and school districts to spend more for employees than they would have to otherwise, because it's a matter of collective bargaining whenever you ask somebody to work more efficiently. So collective bargaining rights is just not no big deal. It's a very costly thing for all levels of Wisconsin government, and we cannot afford to have such a costly thing at this time.
One of the things I've heard defenders of the governor's plan say is without the collective bargaining concessions, the concessions on pensions and benefits are essentially meaningless. Is that accurate, and if so, why?
Well, I don't think they're essentially meaningless, but without this, it is a problem where perhaps down the road some arbitrator will force them back in. And I think given the huge loss in income tax revenues the state of Wisconsin has taken, all levels of government just need the flexibility to have their workers do what management feels they have to do.
Give our listeners a sense of the timetable now, Senator Grothman, when it comes to what's going to happen if these Democratic senators don't come back. The governor's made it pretty clear over the last few days that if they don't come back pretty soon, we're going to be in no position to do anything other than lay off folks in the public sector. How soon will that happen?
I would think sometime in the next 2 weeks, if the Senate Democrats don't come back, Governor Walker will have no choice but to say some people, rather than taking an 8 or 9% cut in take-home pay, are going to take a 100% cut.
And so will this happen en masse? Will it be incremental? As time goes on, how would you expect that to play out?
I think it'll be incremental. I think it's going to take Governor Walker a while to see which workers we can lay off.
So what's your gut tell you? Will the Democrats come back, or is this going to actually get to a showdown where it's going to be a choice basically to eliminate positions rather than erode collective bargaining position?
I'd be very surprised if the Democrats don't come back in the next 2 weeks, quite frankly, because ultimately politicians are answerable to the public, and the public does not want them hanging out in Illinois.
When we see the national coverage of this, there's obviously, depending on the media source, different angles on how they're reporting this. Do you get the sense that overall, Governor Walker, who did campaign on this, is maintaining the support of a majority of Wisconsin residents, or no?
No question. If you get outside the isthmus here, outside the you know, the few blocks around the Capitol, I am confident the overwhelming number of people in the public is supportive of Governor Walker and the Republicans. They do not understand how, in the middle of a fiscal crisis like this, the state employees, the school employees, what have you, shouldn't contribute a little bit more.
Well, we'll certainly continue to follow it and see exactly how all of this plays out. Senator, thank you very much for your time once again.
Thanks.
Wisconsin Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman represents his state's 20th Senate District. I'm Greg Corumbus for Radio America.